I'd like to go on to the action items that are before us, which are number 11 and number 12. And Tom, are...
You want to do it?
So what I'd like to do is start with the archery deer hunting season action item. Again, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. So this is chapter 410622, and as I mentioned, some of the changes that you will see before you here on page 15 of your agenda. One of the first changes is to specify that the East River and West River license types are only valid for residents now. We'll no longer have an East River and West River license option that's available for non-residents. Creating an unlimited number of any deer licenses valid on private land, not leased by the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks for public hunting, may be issued for ARD ST1s. So that's the statewide, private land only. And then the next line down, you can see there is the cap on the any deer type license. That would be at 2,200 non-residents. The next section to modify ARSD 4106-2201.02, that essentially removes the early application. If you remember, non-residents have an application deadline of April 1st with the cap that no longer is necessary because we have a cap of 2,200 that was put in place several years ago to essentially be a deterrent for some hunters that pick up a license last minute and hunt public land in South Dakota. Obviously now they would be in some sort of application period that would occur maybe sometime during the summer, similar to maybe the other deer draws. And then finally, ARSD 4106-2203.01 is again just putting in place, specifying that we're removing that East River, West River for non-residents. We're limiting it to one statewide any deer license for non-residents, so that specifies that they can't pick up the any deer license in addition to the any deer license valid on private land. So it would only be one license that would have the opportunity to harvest a buck for archery non-resident hunters, and then setting up the draw for that as well. So if that we would make our recommendation for the commission to approve the proposal as is.
Mr. Chairman, then one other piece of information for you. If you look at the back page, we put together a table too, just as a more of a visual, just easier to see of what's currently in place and then wonder what it would look like under this recommendation as a quick reference for you also.
Okay. Questions, comments? If not, I'd entertain a motion. Question from Commissioner Beeser.
Commissioner Beeser, how many non-residents are taking up both West River and East River tags?
Through the chair. So in 2021, there were 71 and there were 62 this year so far.
So not a very large amount. So it's really not a factor by eliminate just a few tags like that then, in my opinion. Thank you.
Other questions or comments? Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, getting back to that same subject, do they buy those tags before they come out here, or do they harvest an East River, then buy another tag and go West River?
Go ahead. Through the chair. So if they waited after that April 1 deadline, they could only obviously harvest the animal on private land. But if they wanted to harvest one East River, West River on public land, they'd have to buy it before April 1st.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yep. Another question?
Not really a question, just a comment. I believe this is a good place to start. I'm really not in favor of all of it. That's why, you know, I'll make the motion to move it ahead. But some of the things I've been thinking about, I don't think it's near restrictive enough. I like the 8% limit on the non-resident tags. Also like the idea of regional units. I mean, we don't let our rifle hunters grab a tag and just go anywhere they want, and I don't believe that our archery hunters should be able to do that either. We removed a lot of does out of other hunting units, and I think we should do the same with the archery hunters. When we're trying to draw a population, I think all
seasons should have the same implementation put on them, just in low population areas. I believe we should limit the residents and non-residents on public lands with access permits on the bigger blocks of public lands. And then I like to take the social element out of it. I know we need to know what the social element is, but I don't believe that's the way we manage wildlife. We manage wildlife for the wildlife's best interest. And I think that's what we need to do. It's good to know the social side. When it comes to actual management of that species, we need to manage it by species, not social acceptance. And then, well, then my other question was answered by the non-resident both tags. But I think that's a pretty low number to be cutting out. It's not a big factor. And I personally think it should be left east and west river. But I will make the motion to approve the proposal just because of the fact that we have options to explore more avenues and to make changes to it.
Very well. Motion? Second. Motion and second by Bartling. Any discussion on the motion?
This is Commissioner Rissler. I concur with Commissioner Bees on this one. I'm going to move forward with it. I think there's a little bit of tweaking that needs to be done. I like the direction that we're going. We heard a lot over the concern of non-residents going on to public land when they're not supposed to. And I like the idea that Chairman Olson brought up. Let's hit it where it hurts. If they're going to come into our state and break our rules, I think our consequences should be bigger. I am going to move forward with this, and I think this is a good conversation that the stakeholders have had, and I like the direction that we're going.
Okay. Commissioner Spring.
I think that with this archery hunting going to the amount of hunters that there are now, that eventually it's going to have to get divided up into units, because how can we control these thousands of hunters from not congregating in two or three areas with high percentage of, like the Black Hills, Harding County? It's got to be divided out, just like the rifle deal. We can't run the deer herd real well without controlling where they are hunting. When you turn that many thousands of people out and half of them go to two different spots, it isn't going to work real well. So I think that's something to look forward to. I don't know if it'll get done now, but it's something that should be in our heads to work on. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Sure. Commissioner Whitmer.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmer. Yeah, I too would in favor of the motion. I couldn't agree more with every comment made here. I've got great respect for staff, and they, you know, I'm not going to try to pretend like I don't think them, and they do the best they can. I think they're doing a great job in listening to the people, putting the groups together to get the voices heard. And, you know, and you can't give everybody everything, you know, and make anybody particularly happy, especially in something like this. I mean, I've got the privilege of serving with Commissioner Bees, whose father was instrumental in getting the archery season started in South Dakota. And here we are, you know, the next generation. We've got 20% almost of the deer take is via archery. So it's a bigger deal. And it continues to grow, and I think the regulations that we support and put through, you know, need to grow with it, and this is the next step for that. So I too will be in favor of this.
Okay. Any other comments? Motion and a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right, so we'll move on to the next item on the agenda here, which would be page 12 of your agenda, archery antelope hunting season. As you'll see, much of these changes reflect what I just discussed, similar to the deer hunting season for archery. Administrative Rule 4106-2401 You can see the changes there specify that the unlimited license type is valid to residents only. The creation of an unlimited license, one tag archery antelope license valid on private land only for non-residents, and then limiting non-residents with the any antelope that's valid on public and private at no more than 450 non-resident one tag archery antelope licenses. Again, as Tom mentioned, we've got the table at the bottom there that kind of steps through the process, all very similar, and as I mentioned, complexity, fortunately for antelope, it's a little bit less complex dealing with only one species compared to the two with deer. So we ask again for approval of the proposal as presented here.
Very well. Anybody have any questions on the second? There's no motion. I was just asking for questions. Commissioner Spring, do you have a question?
I'm very happy to see that you left the does out on the on all this antelope hunting, and that's statewide. Wherever there's antelope, wherever you have a hunt, I was in hopes that your first proposal would have been more on the antelope side with the deer, but I'm very glad to see you did it with an antelope.
Very well. Any other questions or comments? No other questions and comments, I'd entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
And a motion to approve by Whitmire, seconded by Bees. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.